Then in a lower tone, but still loud enough for me to hear,
"I noticed her. I am a judge of physiognomy, and in hers I see all the faults of her class."
"What are they, madam?" inquired Mr. Rochester aloud.
"I will tell you in your private ear," replied she,
wagging her turban three times with portentous significance. "But my curiosity will be past its appetite. It craves food now."
"Ask Blanche. She's nearer you than I."
"Oh, don't refer him to me, Mamma. I have just one word to say of the whole tribe. They're a nuisance. Not that I ever suffered much from them. I took care to turn the tables. What tricks Theodore and I used to play on our Miss Wilsons and Mrs. Greys and Madame Jouberts. Mary was always too sleepy to join in a plot with spirit. The best fun was with Madame Joubert. Miss Wilson was a poor, sickly thing, lachrymose and low-spirited, not worth the trouble of vanquishing, in short, and Mrs. Grey was coarse and insensible. No blow took effect on her. But poor Madame Joubert! I see her yet in her raging passions, when we had driven her to extremities, spilt our tea, crumbled our bread and butter, tossed our books up to the ceiling, and played a charivari with the ruler and desk, the fender and fire-irons. Theodore, do you remember those merry days?"
"Yes, to be sure I do," drawled Lord Ingram. "And the poor old stick used to cry out, 'Oh, you villain's child!' And then we sermonized her on the presumption of attempting to teach such clever blades as we were, when she was herself so ignorant.